A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Ayin Beis. Nida 72A. Pagination is 143. We'll start on the facing page, three lines up, at the Mishnah. This is our final session for Maseches Nida. And likewise, the final session for Take 10 for Talmud. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shesamto Chelkenu Meyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, that He placed us in this beautiful opportunity to study Torah together. And by way of introduction to this final session, let us begin with the Rambam, Isurei Bia, Perek Vav, the sixth chapter, the unique distinction between Dam Nida and Dam Zava. So the name of the Masechta is Nida, and it's going to be dealing, as we've discussed, with blood that's coming from the Mayon, the fountain, so to speak, from the source of the uterus. And the Rambam describes, as we've discussed in a different session, the ruling that kulo dam echadu, both dam nida and dam zava, are really the same type of blood. Umina makor hu ba, they both come from the uterus. Mayan echadu, it's one fountain, one source. Uvizmanin bilvad hu sheyishtana dino, and it's just a matter of when in the woman's cycle it occurs that causes it to have a different halacha. The concept of Nida is during the 7 days in which the Nida period is expected. Following those days, those 7 days, there is an 11-day period, which are called Yemei Zivasa, the days of her Ziva. Says the Rambam Halacha Hey, Nikraim Yemei Ziva Mepnei Shehein Ru'uyin LeZiva. They're called the days of Ziva, the days of this unique flow, because they are the days when this flow could impact, could have the halachic ramification that blood seen during these days would be defined as Dam Ziva. So we have the first 7 days of Nida, and then following that are the Yemei Ziva 11 days. Following that, she might not see for many days, but eventually when she does see, that's the beginning of the new Nida 7-day cycle. The halacha, which is very relevant to understanding our Mishnah, is in Halacha Zayin, that Isha Sharas Adam Bimei Ziva, so Yom Echad Belvad, if a woman sees blood during the days of Ziva, those 11 days that follow the 7 of Nida, if she were to see blood during those days, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, if she only saw one experience, then she just has to guard, has to be on watch for 1 day to correspond to the day of Toma, which means that day when she saw the blood is kulo tame, acheshako hachama, until after the next day begins with the night. Umeshameres kol alayla, she guards the entire night that she doesn't see again. Vitovelas achashatane tzachama, she could go to mikveh already in the morning. Umeshameres kol yom, but she has to continue guarding and making sure that she doesn't see anything. And then, Muteres Labaila Lo Erev, if this, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, guarding 1 day, corresponding to the day that she saw, experienced cleanliness during that next day, then indeed she has done her duty, and if it was only one blood experience, then 1 day suffices, and she's permitted that night after that second day. The unique case that our Mishnah looks to address is what happens if her first sighting is on the 11th day of the days of Ziva, such that she's guarding on the 12th day because she must. That's the obligation. Shameres Yom Kineged Yom. She only saw one day. If she had seen three during the 11-day Ziva time, then she would require 7 clean days, which is what our Nida Halachas are modeled after. But this woman only saw one, and she saw it on the 11th day. So she's going to guard one day to correspond to that. The challenge in appreciating this is, what's she guarding for? She's obligated. She has to do it. She's obligated. She's going to do it. We have a woman who did not wait as she was supposed to. And we have to consider, what was she exactly guarding from? Because after all, if she would see on the 12th day, the 12th day is already out of the 11. It's not Ziva. If she saw a Dam experience on the 12th day, it would not be attributable at all to what she saw on the 11th, because the 11th was Zav. And what happens on the 12th is already the start of her Nida cycle. And it is in that anomaly of a sighting on the 11th day and her guarding on the 12th that our Mishnah presents. The Mishnah states, Haroa yom echad osar. She sees on the 11th, v'tavla lo erev. And she went to mikvah already that night. U'mishamsha. And she was with her husband, which she wasn't allowed to do. She was supposed to wait yom keneged yom. But on the other hand, there's a certain weakness in the requirement to wait, to guard, because even the guarding, what are you guarding for? If you would see, it has nothing to do with Zav. Beishamay yomer, Beishamay say, mitame mishka v'moshe v'chayavim bekarban. The tumah remains, and you're obligated in a karban. Uveselel omrim, and Beiselel say, indeed, she has the tuma, but peturim mina karbon, but she's absolved of the karbon because ultimately the guarding on the 12th day is not really a ziva oriented sighting, if there would be a sighting. The Rambam, Isure bia vav yud zayin. If she sees blood on the 11th of the days of Ziva, which is our case, and she goes to mikvah at night, which is the night attributable to the 12th day, because Jewish day starts at night, and she was with her husband, even though she's tamei, and the husband that's with her is tamei. Va'osa mishka v'moshav. And they do cause the bedding to become tamei. Einam chayavim kares. It's ultimately not the true zava violation of kares. Mepnei she'ein yom yud bey is mitztaref liyom yud aleph. Because the 12th day can't join the 11th day. Because the 12th day is already the start of Nida cycle. La'aso zava, it would never be able to make her a deeper zava to become a zava gedola. It would never happen because she's already out of the 11 days of ziva. Ha'ila la tevilas lel zeh, if she goes to mikvah, it at least achieves la'atzila min ha'karbon, to save her from the karbon. Which is fascinating that we're delving into this, because the Bia, the intimacy, is forbidden and does create Toma. Let's turn the page to Ayin Beis Amid Beis at the bottom, counting up 5 lines, the Tanya. The Gemara quotes the basic perspective of how Damnida works, which is that even if she sees a number of consecutive days, it's still just going to be a Nida. It does not become a Zava status if it is during the Nida days. Tanya, as we learned. Yachal ha-ro'agim u'yamim b'tchilas Nida ritzufim tehezava. I would think that if she would see 3 consecutive days during the Nida time of the cycle, she would become a Zava. Uma'ani mekayim, and how would I understand the concept of Nida? Isha kisi yezava dam yihi yezova b'roa yom echad. Nida is only if she sees 1 day. And the truth is not like that. The truth is that even if she sees multiple days consecutively, if it's in the Nida days, she's only a Nida, and biblically does not require Zayin Nikiyim, does not require 7 clean days, but rather simply mikvah at the end of those 7 days allocated for Nida. Talmud Lomar, below Es Nidasa, it's only when it's not at the time of Nida that the laws of Ziva apply, which are 1 day of siding during the 11 days requires 1 day of waiting. If it would be 3 instances, then she becomes a Zava Gedola and requires 7 clean days. Again, in the Gemara on top line of Ayin Gimel, below Es Nidasa, if the flow is not at the time of Nida, that's when she's going to have this Zav status. Let's skip down to the very end of the Masechta, at the wide line. Tanu Devei Eliyahu, the Beis Medrash of Eliyahu, taught. Kalashona halachos b'chol yom. Anybody who learns halachos every day, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, is for sure a person who's qualified for olam haba. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, halichos olam lo. Going is the world. He'll deserve the world. Atikra halichos, he's going, ela halachos, based on halacha. And the commentaries point out that to a certain extent it's really the same word, because halacha tells us how to go, and halichos was going. So by inferring from this pasuk that a person who has halachos deserves the world, that's the ben olam haba of the person who learns halacha. We have made the effort during Take 10 for Talmud to extract, to designate a segment that's halacha-oriented, either halacha in terms of Shulchan Aruch or halichos, halacha in terms of hashkafa, a lesson that we can take with us each day. And as we look forward to the new cycle, we invite people to join us. We'll be including the comment availability on the shiurim so that people can comment, ask questions, give answers, see what other people are commenting on the daf. Other possibilities: person can go on to learn full daf yomi with one of the many shiurim, or particularly with Art Scroll, which is a tremendous opportunity. Alternatively, if a person's not ready for full daf yomi, you might want to pick a specific mesechta and learn through that in the same style, one piece each day, moving forward with the aim of finishing the Masechta. Another project that we're looking at is to do halacha highlights entering Shulchan Aruch, the way we did with these selections from the Talmud. It's been a pleasure learning together. Please, I invite you to join in the new cycle with commenting on our website, teach613.org. We've met the Gedolim, many of the great people of the Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Abaya, Rava, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. And we've also achieved greatness that these mesechtas are not off limits. We have a familiarity, a love, a connection. We've discussed such a variety of topics. Licorice, hearts of palm, and Meseches Brachas, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Ksuba, Bezdin, damages, the Beis HaMikdash. And we express our appreciation, as I mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, Shesamto Chalkeinu Miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, that Hashem placed our portion among those who study Torah. Hadron Alach, Meseches Nida. We daven for the opportunity to learn this Mesechta more thoroughly in the future. And Hadron Alach, Talmud Bavli. We daven for the opportunity to learn the Talmud once again with more depth. Yasher Koach, and thank you for joining.